You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, the Parks family is very excited. Shine down at T-Mobile tonight. We cannot wait. My brother's in town. Aww. We're going with his daughter, Lydia.
Is he
going
to come by? I haven't seen him in ages.
He is not. He and Lydia are going downtown to have dinner. And then when we arrive at the T-Mobile, we are to inform them that we are there with their tickets. That's how that
they just
game
want
gets
you
played.
For your tickets.
That's
yep.
Exactly right. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show tonight. They have a country act opening for Shinedown tonight.
Huh.
Yeah. The song we played, by the way, was one of their more mellow songs. This is a hard rock, borderline new metal, NU metal band. With a country artist. Who is it again, Sam?
Morgan Wade. And not only is she a country artist, she is a female country artist with a very
twangy,
vibey tone to her. There is no hard rock about her in any way, shape, or form.
I don't know that I've ever heard of the sort of crossover, let's try something different for the opening act
now,
thing.
Now, I will say this. I have seen one show like that. It was Van Halen headlining with David Lee Roth.
Okay.
2006, 2007. With Kool and the Gang opening up.
I don't hate that. Let's play a new game. What would be the funniest surprise opening act ever that does not go with the headliner? I'll start. Iron Maiden.
You don't even know Iron Maiden's music.
Clay Aiken.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Where your jaw would just hit the floor when Clay Aiken comes out to open for Iron Maiden.
All right, I got one. Metallica.
Yeah.
Opening act, Barry Manilow.
Mandy ain't gonna sing itself.
Willie Nelson opening for Eminem.
Ooh, I don't hate that.
I would actually like that. Well, I would like Metallica and Barry Manilow too.
Okay.
I would not like Iron Maiden, Clay Aiken.
Okay. Megadeth.
Ooh.
Juice Newton.
Ooh. All right. Hang on. Slayer.
Yeah.
Ready for the World.
That's too obscure.
NSYNC.
Ready for the World is too obscure?
NSYNC.
Disturbed.
Oh, there we go.
No, you'd have to flip that one around, bro.
No, it's even funnier if it's the other way.
Mm-hmm. Get your head banging in and then...
Then NSYNC. Leave. And then, yeah. No, then leave.
By the way...
We're out.
We went downtown last night. Had not been down there in a while. Went to dinner... Had not been to the 801 Chop House downtown.
Now, like, there's one in Leawood.
Like Power and Light. Maybe years and years ago, I'd been to the one in Leawood or met like Wendy for a drink there or something, you know, because that's over in Park Place. Mm-hmm. We went to the 801 downtown.
Okay.
I think it might be the best steak I've ever had. I've been eating steak in this town for a long time, and I'm here to tell you that steak last night was the best steak I've ever had. Medium rare. There's no other way to go.
Oh my God, did it move back at you?
No, I didn't say rare. I said medium rare.
Do we have to spark this conversation right now? You know how he likes his steak.
I know it. And I would be embarrassed for him to go into a fine establishment and order it the way he orders it.
Notice the first word out of his mouth was, well, that was an accident.
Well, more burned.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
There is only two ways to eat a steak. Well done and with ketchup.
You know, let's not.
These are facts.
Let's not.
These are irrefutable facts.
We have famous people in town right now. Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Good.
How was your evening?
Oh, it was lovely.
Dinner last night with Johnny?
We did. We had a little dinner. We had so much fun. It was good.
Oh, my God. You're giddy like a 17-year-old schoolgirl.
We had a lovely dinner.
At 801 Chop House.
At 801 Chop House. Okay. 17.
Sam, how's your life going?
Going well. Couldn't be better.
You guys, I come in.
Could not.
And Sam's head's in his hands. His head is in his hands.
Better.
And Scott just goes, why don't you ask Sam about his night? How long have we owned a home?
2 months.
Two months.
Too long. Too long.
2 months too long.
Okay.
Too long.
We're 2 months in, uh-huh. and tell the good people what happened when the power went out over the weekend.
Well, so we were out of power for 6 hours on Saturday. It was only 94,000 dang degrees outside while we were out of
power.
It
is warm.
And the power kicked back on, and so did our refrigerator. And we thought everything was working beautifully until this morning I went to grab my breakfast sausage out of the freezer. And, it wasn't frozen. And the chicken that I put in there Sunday night, also not frozen.
A little rubbery.
So turns out when your power's out for 6 hours, you get this thing called a power surge when it kicks back on. I knew of power surges. I knew they were a thing. I didn't know that they were going to assassinate my refrigerator. So now I've got
fridge
a very
down, people. Fridge down.
So wait a minute.
Box
were you?
In
were
my
you?
Kitchen.
Hang on, man. Were you home when the power went out?
I was.
You didn't think to run to the Quick Trip or whatever and get some ice and throw it into a cooler?
Well, we put freezer.
See, these new homeowners, they don't understand how these things work.
Leaving the freezer shut was fine, right? Everything in there stayed frozen. The stuff that was already frozen is still frozen now 3 days later.
I see.
But the stuff that I put in there to get frozen did not freeze, which tells me the condenser is not working because the power decided it didn't like my condenser.
Okay. I'm going to be honest, Sam. I've owned a couple of homes. I did not realize that when the power goes out and then comes back on, you have to go around checking things like cords behind your refrigerator.
So I learned this morning as I was frantically DIY researching what the blank is wrong with my refrigerator. That was an actual Google search. That you're supposed to unplug your large appliances that aren't plugged into surge protectors when the power goes out, because when it kicks back on, it will surge and it will fry your appliance.
Really?
Of all of the knowledge that I have about homeowner things, which is a lot for the fact that I've only been there for 2 months, I did not know that.
I'm going to be honest, Sam. I didn't know that either.
Every time the power goes out, you better believe the first thing I'm going to be doing is going around to every single large appliance that I have and unplugging it until the power returns.
Okay. That is a good public service announcement
compressor,
today.
Not condenser. Thank
you. I mean, it makes sense that you would do that, but I've never been explicitly told do that. Now, I will say this. We were on the side of the neighborhood in Leawood where we lived for, you know, all the years we were raising the children, that the power never went out on that side of the neighborhood.
Ever?
Ever. I was there 22 years. I do not remember one time, maybe one ice storm or something that I don't remember. But as far as like lightning or thunderstorms, it never went out. Here's why. The other side of the neighborhood, God bless them, share the power grid with Walmart, the State Line Walmart.
Oh.
And so they went out all the time.
I forgot to mention, KC Power just rolled out a new insurance plan against surges. And we didn't sign up for it.
How much is it?
Oh, I don't know. We didn't sign up for it.
If you tell me it's $1 a month, we will laugh with you, at you.
So is it an insurance policy in case there is a surge?
Yep. Had we signed up for it, they would be replacing our refrigerator for us. We didn't. So.
It's like the trip insurance when you book a flight.
Yeah, but
take the trip insurance.
Scott, you got to read the fine print on that. You know, once I, for whatever reason, decided not to go on this trip. I think it was to Washington, D.C. years ago. And I had the trip insurance. And I'm like, well, look at me. I got trip insurance. And the woman on the other end of the phone, doing this on her computer. She says, okay. And has there been a death? And I go, no, we're just not going. And she goes,
well, you can't just not go on the trip.
And has there been a natural disaster that you can prove? And I go, what, like a tornado?
Right.
They wanted a tornado or somebody dead in a car wreck.
Or you so sick that you could not travel.
And you have to prove it.
That's correct.
And I was like, no.
Well, Dana, you can't book a trip and then just decide I don't feel like going and then get a complete and total refund from the insurance company. Well, there has to be a No.
Why can't the reason just be I ain't going, none of your business?
Because you booked a seat and prevented the airline from selling that seat.
I would have taken a credit.
And on Sunday...
Wait. Hang on, Sam. I need to investigate further.
This was years ago.
Who books a trip and doesn't want to go on the trip?
If memory serves, I ended up pregnant again.
Well, that happened a lot.
With one of them. Don't remember which one. Forgive me. And at that time, I would have been like 7 or 8 months pregnant. So it was like, it wasn't enough to get me out of the trip.
You booked a trip more than 7 months in advance?
I don't remember what it was for, Scott. I just was like, no, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to fly pregnant.
So when you buy trip insurance,
yeah,
I'm not feeling it is not one of the reasons you can get
fun
out of.
Fun fact.
Right. I'm just not feeling it is not a reason they give you a refund.
Sorry, I'm busy growing life inside of me.
Natural disaster? Yes.
Well.
Death in the family? Yes, but you have to prove it. Illness? Yes, but you have to prove it.
How does one prove there's been a death in the family? Like, they want a death certificate?
Probably, would be my guess.
Okay.
Yep. And could it be an aunt or does it have to be a mom?
I bet you it cannot be
a cousin
down the branches of that tree.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So driving home last night, my ride is interrupted by word out of New York that there has been a mass shooting in Midtown. This man who ended up turning the gun on himself, shooting himself through the heart, apparently because he wants his brain tested for CTE, killed four others, including a New York City police officer, 3.5 years on the job, father of two, with a third on the way.
Yeah. Horrifying. Mm.
And
one of those shot was an NFL employee. And Scott and I were talking about this during the break. He specifically went to this skyscraper because the NFL
345 Park Avenue
is headquartered there.
The NFL is headquartered there on the 33rd floor, but he apparently got on the wrong elevator that didn't go to that floor.
Oh God.
He walks, he literally is walking down the street with a long gun in his right hand. Through Times Square. The 345 Park Avenue is on 50th Street. That's on the north side of Times Square. And he just walks down the street at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. When we were on the air in the 5 o'clock hour, he's in the middle of doing what he did.
And nobody knew what was going on. The initial reporting was that there was gunfire exchanged between an NYPD officer and the suspect remained on the lam.
This is so sad. One of the victims is a 27-year-old Cornell grad who just wrong place, wrong time, because this idiot accidentally took the wrong elevator to her floor. She
worked for Blackstone.
Just trying to leave work.
So he left a note on his person, I guess. He was, I believe, 27 years old, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to give him any more notoriety. But apparently worked at a casino in Las Vegas, but drove a BMW.
He drove cross country to get to New York.
And left a suicide note that claimed that he was not mentally there because he believed he suffered from CTE playing football in high school.
Okay.
In high school.
Look, I'm not denying that someone who played some level of football in high school might have head trauma. We have seen cases.
They're rare, but yes.
We have seen them. We've certainly seen them at community colleges. We know we've seen them in college and NFL players.
Certainly in the NFL.
You don't self-diagnose CTE. Well, how many years later?
You can't diagnose CTE until it's after the fact.
I know, but is it possible that he's just nuts?
Yes. It's very possible he's just nuts. He was going, it is believed, trying to get into the NFL headquarters on the 33rd floor. Now, I don't know if he's blaming the NFL for concealing the dangers of CTE over the years. I have no idea.
But when the most egregious acts were happening with the NFL League of Denial and that documentary that we've talked about, he would have been, what, 14, 13? We have known how many years now that football is linked, in some cases, to CTE. We know that.
It's well over a decade.
Is he maybe blaming the NFL for how many young kids get into the sport?
I don't think we can even sit here and pick apart what he possibly could have been thinking.
Yeah.
What does the NFL have to do with someone who happened to play football in high school who thinks he may have an injury because of it? The answer is squat.
It would be like, by comparison, somebody going to one of the six major league boxing organizations and saying, you know what, I got into boxing because I liked watching all these people on TV, and now I'm blaming you for the head trauma that I've suffered over the years because I loved boxing. It doesn't
terribly,
make sense.
Terribly sad.
None of it makes sense.
And then, you know, and here's the photo of him just walking, by the way, in broad daylight
with a gun.
With that, what looks like a machine gun.
And you've been to New York City.
Yes!
I mean, this is literally on the north side of Times Square. 50th Street. And he's just walking down the sidewalk at 6 o'clock in the afternoon with a gun. And it's not like it's a small handgun or it's tucked in the back of his pants or in a jacket pocket. He's walking down the street of our nation's largest city in its busiest district with a long gun.
That he apparently owned legally. There's a photo that the New York Post has today. His photo. It says Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department concealed firearms permit. There's a permit number there. It was issued in 2022.
Okay.
I'm sure he did own it illegally. I mean, 2 weeks ago, he could have been a very normal guy. If he claims he has CTE, those symptoms typically come on pretty quickly.
Let me ask you this. He blames football, whatever, and begged for his brain to be studied.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you going with this?
Do you think that the experts at Boston University is where these brains go, are we going to start studying mass shooters to see if there's something scrambled up there? Because I don't like where this is heading if this is the new excuse.
I think they'll study him.
Man, Scott, I don't know.
Why wouldn't they?
Because it becomes a way too convenient excuse for murderous behavior. Now, did Aaron Hernandez have one of the most advanced cases of CTE they had ever seen in anyone that age? Yes. Does it excuse the fact he murdered four people or more?
No, of course not. There is no excuse.
So now every time, you know what I'm saying? Like it concerns me where that could be headed.
Telephone number here, if you want to weigh in, is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So let me address this text that just came in a moment ago. And 8305, I appreciate you texting in, but I vehemently disagree with you. New Yorkers not paying attention to a man with a long gun walking through Times Square is not much different than people in Cincinnati watching two people get beaten. Let's talk about both cases of indifference. If you're telling me, with respect, 8305, if you're telling me that a man can just walk through Times Square at 6 o'clock in the afternoon and nobody is going to notice nor care. Now the evidence from yesterday might seem to indicate you might be right, but I can't believe that. There's no way. If I'm going to Shinedown tonight at the T-Mobile Center, I'm going to park my car somewhere near the arena. All right. If I'm walking to the arena and I see a man walking down, I don't know, 13th Street with a long gun,
you would yell. You would at least yell.
I would run. And then call 911 as I'm running.
Sam, describe the photo, because until you see the photo, I don't think people realize, especially if you were watching CNN at like 8 or 9 p.m. and it was dark out or 10, whatever, and you thought, well, you know, maybe people didn't see it.
It wasn't dark.
When you see the surveillance photo, he looks like he is just casually strolling.
He is.
He's got jeans on, button-up shirt, black jacket.
He's got a sports coat on, yep.
A gun that is nearly touching the ground, and this photo is from the entryway, so there's not a ton of people around him, but I can see at least 30 people in the background, two of which in the photo are looking directly at him. Oh, and by the way, it's explicitly illegal to carry any weapon through Times Square, let alone a long gun.
And I believe through all of New York City.
But wouldn't you agree, Scott, that somehow people didn't notice? Because you would have screamed, help, long. You would have screamed gun. Someone would have screamed gun. There are police everywhere down there. You know what this tells me?
What?
Everyone was looking at their phones.
There is a police station at 45th Street in Times Square. This was on 50th Street, five blocks away. 50th Street. You've been to
yes?
Midtown New York. It is crawling with cops. They're everywhere.
Is it possible that on that day when he got out and walked, how many yards was it? He parked the BMW.
I don't know on what street he parked the BMW, but that picture of him was taken on 50th Street, which is, I mean, if you think about the heart of Times Square, it's technically 45th, 46th Street. He is on 50th Street, four blocks away. And to Sam's point, there's 30 people in the background. Several of them are looking right at him. They had to know.
You mean to tell me 30 people saw a man with a gun strolling with purpose toward that building and no one said anything?
If you zoom in on it, you can see multiple people looking directly at the man. They probably weren't paying attention to the man, but their gaze directly at him.
Mm-hmm. Did you see one woman came out of the elevator and he let her walk past him, Sam? He let her.
I did.
Why?
Oh, my
why?
Gosh.
And I'm glad he did, but why? And by the way, let me take this back a bit. He was at 50th and Park Avenue. That is to the northeast of Times Square, so I stand corrected on that. I just double-checked myself. Park Avenue is to the east and north of Times Square. So he was in the vicinity of Times Square, not in Times Square. I just wanted to make the correction. Most talk radio shows do not correct themselves. We do.
Either way, how are there not cops around?
There probably were. Well, there was one. He's dead.
Well, he was standing by the front door of the Blackstone.
He was working off duty. Yeah.
If you Google, will they test, the first thing that comes up is this gunman's brain. And here's the answer. Yes. The gunman's brain will be tested for chronic traumatic encephalopathy, According to the New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner, the testing is part of the autopsy and will be assessed to determine if CTE was present. This is standard procedure for cases involving individuals who have experienced repeated head trauma and or have expressed concerns about it in notes. It is worth noting that his high school football coach says he remembers one injury only, and that was to his ankle that, quote, maybe set him out one game.
The note in his pocket, written on a piece of paper that is headlined Plan, Pause, Reflect, and Flourish.
What?
It says CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yeah, but
study my brain, please. I'm sorry. Tell, redacted. I'm sorry for everything. And then he writes his computer password.
That's it? Those are the total contents of the note?
It also appears, based on the tattered nature of the note, it was not written yesterday.
So the co-founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation spoke with the New York Times. He says a diagnosis requires thousands of hours of manual labor. Researchers need to study hundreds of regions of the brain. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that every time someone pulls out a gun. You see where I'm going with this?
I do.
I don't want this to become a very convenient excuse for mass shootings. Well, he must have had the CTE.
Well, I don't either, but when Junior Seau committed suicide several years ago...
A lot easier there to draw a line from A to B.
Well, clearly, he was an NFL football player, but if you'll recall, Junior Seau shot himself in the heart as well because he wanted his brain studied. They studied it, and lo and behold, guess what? Junior Seau had CTE. All I'm saying is medical professionals, scientists... who have made their career out of CTE, you know, is there any way to prevent it? Is there any way to diagnose it before the person is dead? They're going to want to study this man's brain. For that very reason, it only furthers their research. I am mortified by what happened last night in New York City. It's terrible. What a sad story. But I do want his brain researched if it can further the research, I almost said the ball, further the research into the causes. I think we're kind of clear on what causes CTE. It's concussions. But also, does any of their research push everything more forward into diagnosing it while people are still alive? Does that make sense?
It does. I think the more pressing question is how is it that some athletes with repeated blows to the head
don't get CTE,
don't appear to have this, and then we have seen other younger, like collegiate athletes, and that there have been several cases of community college players who have this that didn't appear to take that many hits and then ended up having their brain studied, and lo and behold, they had it. So why?
Why is it that people smoke two packs of cigarettes a day and go to their grave never getting lung cancer? Dana Reeves never smoked a cigarette in her life, and she gets lung cancer.
You don't think it's possible that this guy, watching that Frontline documentary that is outstanding and everyone should watch, by the way, you don't think it's possible that he missed his glory days on the third string JV high school football team, had all kinds of personal issues in his life, and boy, isn't it convenient when you see something
it's
like
possible.
That to go, oh, that's what's wrong with me.
But
well,
Dana,
maybe he was just, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he was just a horrible human being.
But if they biopsy him and they find that he did not have CTE, then everything you just said is true. He was just a horrible, wayward, awful, sociopathic human being.
But you have other people who have CTE and don't go on murderous rampages.
That's true. Let's go to Candace in Mission. Hello, Candace.
Hi. So I've been to New York a few times. One of the things I notice about New York, two things. First of all, people on the street do not look at each other, whether they're on their phones or not on their phones. Generally, people do not look at each other. I think also the fact that this guy was, frankly, white and dressed well probably throwed off anybody or threw off anybody who may have had any alarm. They maybe thought maybe it's a movie prop. Maybe he's a gun dealer. I mean, who knows? I don't know. However, a thing that I don't understand is all of those buildings, all of those office buildings, especially in Midtown Manhattan, have security
yeah.
at the front desk. When you first walk in, you go to the lobby, there's a security desk right there. I haven't heard anyone say anything about that.
That's why the police officer is dead.
Yeah, a police officer is dead, Candace. And I think a security guard, was a guard injured?
A security guard was killed.
Crouching behind his desk.
And a police officer was killed. They were both right inside the front door.
They were in. Okay, yeah. That wasn't clear. All right, well, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah.
All right, be well. Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hi.
Yes, they need to study it for head trauma, but the one thing that would have possibly helped is when we did away with stop and frisk. We did away with, you look like you've got a problem, go ask, that you're not allowed to do that anymore. So there's some other things in this that complicate the issue.
Well, I think he could have been stopped and frisked and should have been.
I was going to say.
That's obvious.
This is not a stop and frisk concern. He would have been by the way, a number of people are saying that he is white. He looks to me to be of Asian descent. Here are the pictures of Shane Tamura.
I don't know. Scott, I don't know.
So
I think everyone had their nose buried in their cell phone. I don't know.
913-586-7798 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
All right, real quick, because you mentioned this yesterday. Marcus Morris Sr. was arrested apparently at the airport.
Former KU basketball player.
Former KU basketball player, former
NBA player.
NBA player for writing a bad check. And we talked about this. I go, we're going to arrest a guy at the airport in front of his family for writing a bad check? Like, did he know it was a bad check? Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. I mean,
Oh my gosh, listen to this. He was denied bail today in the quote fraud case, not because he wrote like a $26 check to like the liquor store that didn't clear. I was thinking check like that.
He didn't write a check for a coffee at a coffee shop inside of a local grocery store.
Correct. That is not what he did. He was denied bond today after he allegedly received $265,000 from two major Las Vegas casinos in 2024 through bad checks that he did not pay back when they didn't cash.
Wait, what? Who? Favorite student in the front row. Yes, please,
yes, I do have a question.
I'm confused. Who wrote the checks, the casino or Marcus Morris?
This story would suggest that he wrote a check twice, one to MGM Grand and another one to the other one, for gigantic sums of money. They gave him a marker. All right, here's your 265 grand. Go knock yourself out gambling.
And the checks bounced.
And then the checks bounced. I have never tried to cash a check at a casino. Even if I wanted to try to do that, $200, $400, whatever. Don't they make sure you have the money before they give you the marker statement? Who writes a check for $265,000 and they
NBA
go,
players?
Yeah, okay.
Well, NBA players?
Yeah, if it's you or me, yeah, they're going to make sure the fund's clear before they give you those chips.
How many people do we know that we're in professional sports? It litters the headlines with they don't have any money anymore.
Well, how do you think that Antonio Brown ended up in so much debt?
He allegedly got $115,000 from the MGM Grand and then $150,000 from the Wynn Las Vegas.
Excuse me, Professor Wright.
Yeah, he apparently had a bad night, number one, and then went to another hotel and tried to do it. Yeah, yes.
Professor Wright.
Yes, hi. Yes, front row.
Yes, freshman, my name's Scott. How is it that an NBA player who played more than 13 seasons in the National Basketball Association doesn't have $250,000?
Sorry to bring him up again, but Antonio Brown made $100 million in his career and currently is in the negative.
All I'm smelling are bad decisions.
Now, they did post on Twitter, like to try and clear the air here, This is due to an outstanding marker with a casino. Apparently, if you have more than $1,200 out, they can issue a warrant for your arrest. Quote, absolute insanity. That was his statement. Absolute insanity. What's insanity is that you are even allowed to write a check totaling $250,000.
I don't feel sorry for him.
And the casino goes, okay. And then a year later, you still haven't paid it back. And you don't think somebody's coming to get you, probably with concrete tied to your shoes?
I do not feel sorry for Marcus Morris Sr. at all. If you write $250,000 in bad checks, you deserve to be arrested whenever and wherever they can find you. Period.
I was going to say, in this day and age, it's good that they go through the law to do this.
That's what I'm saying, Sam.
Said something about the concrete.
You'd be a little bit worried? I'd be worried.
I wouldn't write checks for amounts that I can't cash. He had to know he didn't have the money, right?
I don't know.
Maybe he had two checkbooks. One wasn't activated yet.
Thank you, Sam. You know what? That was actually a really good dig.
That was a really good dig. We're still, you know, I'm not going to keep going after this fish, but there's something about your story that's not ringing right to Sam and me.
Really?
Mm-mm.
One of the cards has been activated and one of them has not.
How do you get a card that you haven't set up the account yet?
Because
even better from the text line, why doesn't NBA player, former NBA player, have a checkbook?
I mean, how old is this guy? 30? 35?
Maybe we're wrong because a marker, you guys, is a marker really a check? They're saying in the story it was a check.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And the check did not clear.
Right. Well, no, because if he had pulled it straight from an account, they would have gotten the funds immediately.
Right. But
he's 35 years old.
This had to be a written check.
I think we don't have that kind of money, so we don't understand how this works. But maybe if you're like an NBA player, you go in and you say, I want a marker. And that's the equivalent of a check. It's your word that give me 200 grand. And then the pit boss guy comes down and says, all right, yeah, this is so-and-so. Give him 200 grand. You got to sign this here. You got to pay it. Maybe there actually isn't like an actual check from a checkbook.
Here's what I do understand. If I ever played 13 years in the NFL, yeah. I wouldn't have to worry about $250,000. I would have it. How do you play for that long?
$111 million.
He made $100. Hang on. Stop the tape and rewind.
This story is as old as time. They have 10 cars and 4 beach houses and entourages of people. And you look up and one day you're, you know, what's his name that wore the white poofy pants and sang in the 80s?
His name is MC Hammer.
And you don't have any more money. And everyone said, how does MC Hammer not have any more money?
I remember that. He made $111 million playing in the NBA.
Yeah.
And he is broke.
And sorry to keep going back to the same pot, Antonio Brown, but we know from his story that he had like 3, 4, 5 mansions that he was renting at the same time to the tune of $15,000, $20,000 a month per mansion. You run out of money pretty quick.
Fools and their money are easily parted.
Not to mention, you know.
Not when you have an open one account. You can't part with what they won't let you part with because it's not open.
Got to drive the latest Lamborghini.
Do you?
I mean, Antonio Brown came up in the news because he borrowed those diamond-studded fingers that we made fun of.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
Can I also tell you there was one time that I happened to be at my favorite little town just west of here, and we were in a bar having some drinks, and a very, very tall human being walked in, like, crazy tall. Like, you know, you look up and you're like, okay, I think
I'm you at Louise's West?
I mean, it doesn't even matter. This was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And the kid that walked in, bless his heart, newly sort of signed to the NBA. You can't miss him. He had to duck into the door jam. But he had a gigantic Run DMC gold money symbol and a gigantic chain around his neck. And I remember saying to some of the other people we were at the time, like, why do they run out and do that? I mean, it's their money. You can do what you want.
It's so dumb.
I was like, you're not going to get through the TSA with that thing on.
It's not real gold.
I'm pretty sure that it was, Scott.
Just released the other side of the note from the shooter in New York.
All right, we're going to talk about it right after 3 o'clock, and then we're done. I don't want to talk about dead police officers all afternoon. My God. Ugh. Quick break for the news coming up in just a moment. Sam, Dana, Scott, KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.